Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Russia, back down to London, Sweden and Brazil, do a U.S. tour for 3 months and then I chill, styles be fat like Jackie Gleason, the rest be art corny, people love the dog like the kids love Barney, I love you, you love me, the shorty fight dog is your favorite MC, so move back yourself, dread, you know the element, the tribe is good for your health like a can of nutriment, MCs don't have no wins, MCs don't have no bitch, I flip you crazy than a bustle full of Jerry's kids, your crew don't want it and your crew don't want it, but if you feel you money, please bring it, Lord Professor in the house, you know how we do, I stay on your crew, like Mario Lemieux, beat the Ike Buck and the rest of the crew, I meet you guys in front of the cleaners, bring the runs in the roof.
1988, senior year at Garvey High, where all the guys were corny, but the girls were mad fly, lounging with the tipster, cooling with shop, scoping out the honey, they know who they are, I was the b-ball playing, fly rhyme saying, fly girl getting, but never was I sweating, cause when it came to honeys, I would go in a stroke. Her name was Flo. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flo. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe. But deep down in my heart, I knew that Flo was good to go. Cause I thought it was me, like Belle Biv DeVoe. But little did I know that she was playing with my mind. The only thing I've learned is good girls are hard to find. I feel like Heavy D, I need somebody for me. Not someone whose mind is blank and trying to juice me for my bank. Swinging with my main man, Lucky behind my back. What type of crap is that? Yo, how's about a smack? Word life, I can't front. Thought I was all that. But now it seems I've met my match. I was a stone cold lover. You couldn't tell me that. Settling down with one girl, wasn't trying to hear that. I had Tanya, Tamika, Sharon, Karen, Tina, Stacy, Julie, Tracy. Used to love them, leave them, tease them, tease them, find them, lose them, also abuse them. My whole attitude was new day, next hunt. And believe it or not, they all got done. But here comes Flo with the crazy whip appeal. And I'm all too man, like Alexander O'Neill. Is this really love? Then again, how would I know? After all this time, trying to be a super hoe. She finally played me. But yo, I'd find another, cause I've got the crazy game. And yo, I'm smooth,
hey, yo,
like butter.
It's like butter. It's like butter, baby. It's like butter. It's like butter, baby. It's like butter. It's like butter, baby. It's like butter.
I don't know what to say, but here I go freaking. If the papes come, then you know I'm seeking. I'm just a short puffer, dark skin face, weigh a buck 50, 36 waist. Hair is crazy curly, look like Mr. Burley. To this day, I still believe that no MC can serve me. Others try to front, but everybody know. I get more props than the Arsenio Hall, so party animal I was. But now I chill at home, all I do is write rhymes, eat, drink, shit, bone, find my soul in Amityville. I'm always in the island, fudging lucky know the time. They know who keeps you smiling. Go out on my own, something that I gotta do. Do what the hell I want and have no one to listen to. I'm prompt with my business and I do things on the double. Yo, I'm out like Buster Douglas, I say peace to MC Trouble. Rest
I'm out to wreck your body, yes, they turn them all down. I'm out to wreck your body, yes, they turn them all down. I'm out to wreck your body, yes, they turn them all down. I'm out to wreck your body, yes, they turn them all down. I'm out to wreck your body, yes, they turn them all down. I'm out to wreck your body, yes, they turn them all down.
Damn, Spicy got fat.
Yeah, I know it looks pathetic. Ali Shaheed Muhammad got me doing calisthenics. Needless to say, boy, I'm bad to the bone. Making love to my mic like Jerome on the phone.
Down.
But no time for talk.
What?
There's bills to be paid.
What?
Hoes to be laid.
What?
Punks to be sprayed.
What?
Chumps to attack, so my man, watch your back. 93 means skills are a must, so never lack. Sit back and learn. Come now, watch the birdie. Your styles are incomplete.
same as Vinny Testaverde. Battling? Whenever. Hot damn. Give me the microphone, why? One time. Bam.
Keep it on the tuner, cause here comes the heat. Lyrically, it's safe to jazz will pace the beat as we proceed to elevate.
Coming to you live out of these Paris streets. What's up? It's your hip-hop informer, that dude, T.M. Hyman. They were celebrating our big homie, Fife Dawg. It's a Fife Dawg celebration inside this Friday night cypher. A 605 out there in L.A., 905, Atlanta, 205 in the a.m. Tomorrow here in Paris, London. What's going on, everybody? Hey, jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up. Madam C-Lo Boston. See what? What are we seeing?
See? See how good evening in the morning time? It does work.
Hey, it all comes together. It does come together. It does.
See? Hey, I prepared you, babe.
Hot chocolate. See, it does work.
Somebody's going. Somebody's going to ask you if you parlez-vous français. Okay. And all that. Farrah Jacques.
Yes. Absolutely. Listen, I'll tell you something. With 5 hours
ahead,
here in Paris, and I can tell you that in the midst of the recent attacks here in Paris. This week alone, the attacks in Belgium, it is totally embarrassing to be on the outside of the states looking in. And when the rest of the world is trying to fight terrorism, like real terrorism, and trying to prevent from getting blown up, we have Americans running for the top office bickering over whose wife looks better. It's really embarrassing.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
It's pretty embarrassing, folks. We need
exactly.
In America, we wonder why we are wavering with the rest of the world. It's really because, I mean, we really need to focus on more substantial things in America. Lion Ted and Crazy Trump, they need to get it together. It's the Friday Night Cypher.
Listen.
Coming to you live out of Paris. Listen, this is a dream come true. Never thought of.
I'm so happy for you. Like, we so INT right now. It's ridiculous.
I don't really know where you're coming from with that, but it's a good thing.
Hey.
I'm assuming.
INT International, baby.
Absolutely. Well, you know, your acronyms could mean anything, so I didn't want to lead into it.
Yeah, don't give her any ammunition, please.
Yeah, I definitely did not want to lean into it. Listen, if you want to follow the Paris highlights, follow me on Twitter at Mr. T.M. Hyman. Also on IG, Mr. T.M. Hyman. Wow. Awesome place to be right now. It is spring in Paris, and I can tell you that at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's still popping. And happy Good Friday, by the way. Well, it's Saturday.
For sure.
To you all. Hey, we're going to keep it moving. We're celebrating Spice Diggy. We'll be right back. You're inside the Social Lab. T.M. Hyman Radio, 208 AM Paris.
Eiffel Tower, crates and stuff. INT, baby.
Linden Boulevard, represent Zen Tribe Called Quest, represent when the mic is in my hand. I'm never hesitant. My favorite jam back in the day was Eric B. for President. Step to me, you're over. Brothers wanna flex, you're not Mad Cobra. MC short and black, there ain't no other. Plenty born bad like Nia Long's grandmother. Just been shot at all that, Fife Dawg's ditto. Honey, tell your man to chill, or else you'll be a widow. Did not you know that my style's a top dollar? The 5 foot assassin, I can fleas off the collar. Hip hop scholar, since me and the hot you a duck. The height of Muggsy Bogues, complexion of a hockey puck. You better ask somebody on how we flip the script. Come to a tribe show and watch the three kids rip.
Queens is in the house, represent Zane. A Tribe Called Quest, represent Zane. No theming up the style, cause it gets a red print.
The base. You know the style, kid. It's time to flip this. I like my beats hard like 2 day old shit.
many MCs like cheesecake. My man, I'll be sure he's in effect mode. Used to have a crush on doing for men vote. It's not like Honey Dip would want to get with me, but just in case I own my condoms and see your seat. Now the formula is this, me tipping Ali. For those who can't count, it goes 1, 2, 3. The
Ram random.
A big up is who I be. Brothers find it's hard to do, but never me. Some brothers try to dip for Malik. You see him pushing me, not care about them DBMC. My shit is hitting. Trini Gladiator, anti-hesitator. Shahid push the beta. From here to Grenada. Mr. Energetic, who meets down for credit. When's the last time you heard a funky diabetic?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Might
the
phone check. 1, 2. What is this? The 5 foot assassin with the roughneck business. I float like gravity. Never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat Arsenios to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanted just a viper, but you still don't know the half. I sport new balance speakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing right with bitches against the size of the I never have stuff, cause I'm not a half stepper. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is specialist, so won't you suckle with the mission? I never walk the streets, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really could be. I just try my best to like go all out. Some might even say you're shorty black, you're bugging out.
Zulu Nation, mother's ass creation. Mind get flooded, exaggeration. Right on the 2-8-8. The abstract poet incognito. Run the case, not let the bad man Malik make some seeds. Run for milk of magnesia. Maybe that'll ease ya. Master of this microphone, Mackin. Master as in great, I have your brain going in circles as my style tends to modulate. I'm making moves, never movies. That's why your MCs lose me. We drink most of your stubborn like groupies. Yeah, you know my flavor, I rip this whole jam apart. Fuck around, I have your heart. Like Jordan had Stark. While you playing hokey pokey, there's no time to be dokey. Cause I come out to play every night like Charles Oakley. This is how I'm whack rhyming. You lose your grip from chalk climbing. Let me take this time to say R.I.P. to Phyllis Hyman. Who never got the props that she damn well deserved. But see me, you know I'm free, cause all MCs are getting served. The nerve for you to even step to the viper. I bum rush your set and crush your whole cypher. Reserve a spot for me in hip hop's Hall of Fame. This rapping ain't no game, big up your head and maintain. Back in the days on the boulevard I landed, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the 5 footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to run
okay.
The pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I say that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply, the Fife is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack and MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next to none contest me. I'm just a plot MC who's 5 for 3 and very brave. On top remaining, no home training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the time, man.
p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Hammer Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate on Friday night, where we recap the week of news and entertainment. General out there in Perry, living his life, celebrating his birthday. Happy belated birthday, General. Live it up. Have a great time.
Deserve
that is Lil Boston here on the wheels. 9:14 p.m. here again, TM Hyman Radio Live, and we are celebrating the life of the great one, Fife Dog, aka Malik Isaac Taylor, who passed away on Tuesday. Rest in peace, condolences to all his family, friends, and fans. Haven't heard any information yet about any funeral services, but as soon as I get word of that, we'll pass them along to you.
For sure, for sure.
Yes.
917-889-3926.
Sorry. I want to slide that in there.
917-889-3926.
Yep.
If you'd like to weigh in. I was going to say, I wanted to talk about that whole Trump and Ted Cruz incident. Where did you guys get to see what Ted Cruz was responding
slimy,
to Trump?
Slimy Trump.
Yes.
He said, "You can." He said, "It's very hard to make me mad. You come after my wife.
He is
Ted. Look,
yeah, he's tired
oh
about
my God.
That."
But see, it also seemed like, because, like, from what my understanding, one of the super PACs had, the super PACs had posted a billboard that said, you know, remember that picture? I think I posted it about 2 weeks ago about this. If Trump wins, this is your first lady, and she like had like nothing on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the super PACs, they posted that as an ad, but then Trump. That's when Trump came back with that whole. Putting the picture of Ted Cruz's wife opposite of his own wife, and pretty much was, you know.
Which one do you choose?
Okay.
I'm mad.
He insulted the hell out of Ted Cruz. I mean, yes, his wife is pretty, but how much did she pay to get that way? I don't know, like. Is that even supposed to be part of the political process? What the first lady looks like?
Ew, why do we even care about that?
You got to be
flying. People
are
dying in other parts of the country. We're talking about.
You worried about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Whose wife is prettier?
Right.
I will tell you about the vibe over here. When I came on my way over, I'll tell you I was nervous. You know, we left yesterday, 2 days after the Brussels attacks, and I was pretty shook about coming over into this region because Paris is only 3 hours from Belgium. You can jump on the train and get to Brussels. You know, but what I've learned is, you know, from the attacks recently in Turkey, here in Paris and now in Brussels, you know, we have a lot of respect in the world. Despite what Donald Trump is saying about America, America is great, has been great, and I think will remain great for a long time. But we've got to get our priorities straight. I came over thinking, you know, as an American, wow, I don't know how, you know, we may be received. But it's been pretty friendly here in Paris. I could live here in Paris. I'm in a section of Paris that one would consider – it's a posh section of the city. It's pretty much like the Upper East Side. It's like the Upper East Side of Manhattan. You know, and so I'm familiar, you know, with the area based on just how it's set up, a place that I could actually live. But the people are pretty friendly here, and I was told – that they wouldn't necessarily be friendly, but it's the complete opposite of what I came over. And, you know, I'm glad I pressed beyond the concern or the fear of it all, just to be honest, the fear of the attack came over. What an experience. What an experience.
Definitely.
Right.
Pray, leave it in God's hands, and enjoy your time.
Absolutely.
For sure. I mean, you're here for a purpose. You know what I mean? Like, we can't live afraid. None of us can. At all.
And bring me back a mini high hour, please, and thank you.
I know. Bring me some kind of French food back, like, you know, the triple
French
rabbit.
French food, really?
Hey, they got good deli meat.
You know what? Done with her. Done. How was the flight?
You know,
that's what I want to know.
Deli meat. It was, I flew from Atlanta to Philly, and then from Philly to Paris. It was supposed to be a seven-hour flight, close to 8 hours, but we actually did it in like six. So
nice.
A pretty smooth flight. I had never been on a plane that was that large before,
uh-huh.
But those international flights are pretty large. Not a bad experience. I mean, you know, it wasn't first class, so I couldn't stretch out. But not a bad, you know, six-hour flight.
Was it a double-decker plane or anything?
It was not double-decker, but it was like one that has like three sections where the middle section is extremely wide.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But it was a huge plane. I had never been on a plane I don't even know what it was, but it was one of the hugest, one of the biggest planes I've ever seen.
Gotcha.
And it was a full flight out of Pennsylvania here to Paris.
I'm glad you deserve the trip, first of all. So, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Definitely enjoy yourself because you work hard, very hard.
Hey, I'm
so,
trying to
yeah,
get
you
my bon
soir it, sir.
And my merci beaucoup on.
Them passport stamps
okay.
up there, boy.
Parlez-vous français or something like that.
You got it. You got it. Hey, we going to pause for the call. Into the music. It's 2:20 here in Paris in the AM. We'll be right back. It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live.
It ain't just French fries and French toast, people.
No,
okay.
baby.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. It's first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred. No time for move faking. Got to get to loose so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here. My days of pain, dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there. Yeah. Head for the border. Go get a taco. I see record from the jump street. Meaning from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard. I act like you know.
Yes. Can I kick it? At times I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Beacons, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythm, sports is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, check your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like suckers walking around talking about they can get some, but that bottom line cipher, no can do. And if you take off a joke, then ask the other two, and I'll proceed to let you know exactly how to flow. I'm not a law doctor, so just suckle with the hoe. Oops, my mistake, I didn't know you went with her. Should I run down the line of all the kids are done hitter? Don't be bitter. I hear that honey resembles a critter. Her, she likes it 2-1-1 like my man John Ritter. But back to the subject, you can't catch wreck. You must give respect to earn respect. Suckers think they can hurt me, cause now it's back. You're full of jokes. Well, yo, your name ain't flex. I got the riches, the bitches. I'm lost like a Huxtable. You think you're all that, but your girl's quite doable. Yeah, I'm telling you, cheap to back up off me. I'm not a man called Hawk, but I ain't Mr. Saucy. Rapping is an art coming straight from the heart. So forget the chart, because the action got sky.
You couldn't relate. You couldn't relate.
TM Hyman Radio. It's the Social Lab. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for rocking with us. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. 2:25 in the a.m. here in Paris, France. Where are you in the world? Madam CeeLo Boston, Hot Chocolate TM. Listen, be on the lookout for the International Association for Social Leadership. The International Association of Social Leadership, working with a team out here in Paris, really to kick off the need for leadership in the world, specifically social leadership, in an era where social media dominates and we are clearly reckless. People are dying over social media posts. People are dying over the things, all things social media, and it's like stupid. There's a need to become socially conscious, and there's a need for social leadership. Be on the lookout, the International Association for Social Leadership. Hey, we need all the help we can get. So more to come. More to come.
Sure. That sounds awesome. Can't wait to be a part of it collectively as TM Hyman Radio and bring some change to a really drastic situation.
Listen, leadership, period, is wavering. Specifically in America, right? When you have presidential candidates running and no one really likes any other candidates, that's a leadership problem. We need to renew and start to foster more leaders, not just in the U.S., but leadership across the world. And so, again, the International Association for Social Leadership, I'm a part of that, our show is a part of that, and we want you to be a part of it. So stay tuned.
I'm excited. I mean, like, we're going to get to, you know, make the changes that, you know, the changes that we want to make to the world. You know what I mean? It's like we're getting being put in a whole different position. And it's beautiful,
absolutely,
the growth of it.
Absolutely. And to partner with people, you know, across the Atlantic Ocean is phenomenal. The people here in Paris, they follow our leadership. Europe, you know, ultimately, it really moves in lockstep with America. But how do we take, you know, the partnership and we leverage this stuff? I think there's new leadership that's required to take us to where we need to go. What got us here won't take us there, and we need new leaders in the world. So we're going to help with that. Again, the International Association for Social Leadership, be on the lookout.
Yeah. Well, sir, how long is your trip?
I will be back in the States on Tuesday.
Okay. Nice little vacay.
Yes.
No doubt. No doubt.
I can't wait to see the highlights.
Hey, well, we're doing the Eiffel Tower in its all its glory tomorrow. Had a chance to go past there today. But the Eiffel Tower, we're going to do, you know, the river. I don't know the name of this river here on don't get me to start mispronouncing these
people's
stuff.
Don't mess it up.
Yeah, I'm not
going to. Please, because you know he will tear a name up.
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stick with what I know.
Missy,
are you going to do some Paris nightlife?
I am. There is a hip-hop spot called June. Well, I kind of deduced it to June, reduced it to June to keep it to keep it within my language. You know, not full-blown hip-hop, but definitely I'm going to stop past a hip-hop spot. We've scoped it out. Listen, buses flow quite frequently, 24 hours a day in Paris. I have seen 4 buses come past in 30 minutes. Never will you see that in the States. No public transportation is running at 2:00 in the morning.
Absolutely
not. In the States.
No.
But you also have to understand the workflow of the people of France. I love it. They probably go to work around 10:00 roughly. Things get kicked off. They take a coffee break like every 2 hours, it seems. By 4:30 they are headed home. But listen, a lot of restaurants actually shut down at like 2:00, 3:00, from maybe, you know, 8:00 in the morning, and then they open back up at 7:00. and go to like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And so I think there's some restaurants that shut down like that in the States, but you know, this is really they're following the Europe concept, where the well, I'll say not just Europe, but the excuse me, the England concept of, you know, shut it down. We shut it down. We take a break and then we go back to work. Listen, if you shut it down on Americans, they ain't going back to work. You should forget about it.
At all. You
could be more, but you know, you could be more productive that way, though. Not being overwhelmed.
They feel that's the case. They feel that you are more productive when you work less hours. But this is the concept that I have adopted because I love it. The French do not live to work. They do not live to work. They work to live.
Do they live longer than us, than Americans? I'm just wondering. I mean, I don't really expect them.
I can't speak to it. I don't know.
True and honest answer.
I can tell you, the one thing that sticks out to me here in France is I have seen very few large people. This is a very fit country. A lot of walking. They do a lot of walking, and they ride a lot of bicycles. And so I've seen very few obese or overweight people where I've been here in Paris. Now, it could be the area.
And they eat.
But they eat healthy. They eat healthy.
How my mom explained it to me is like the animals over there, because, you know, my mother's from Germany. The animals over there, they're not treated as the animals over here. Like, they don't get all the same.
MSG and all of that stuff.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're beefing them up and trying to, they don't do that over there. So she was like, the meat even tastes different there. She was like, some of the meat you can eat raw and not get sick because of that. Yeah, I thought it was gross too, but hey, look, I don't make this stuff up. Just sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, sir, I hope you enjoy yourself on your trip. And we're going to do this in our, you know, Friday night cypher fashion and rock out.
Good night, everybody.
And
absolutely.
You definitely have to promise to have a good time. Point blank, period.
Point blank, period. I see y'all on
Monday. Have a blast. Be safe.
Yes, for sure. And listeners out there, we will be back on the other side of this, TM Hyman Radio, Social Lab.
Said, wait, get your drinks, get 'em up, oh, get 'em up, said, get 'em up, yeah, get your drinks, get 'em up, oh, get 'em up, said, get 'em up, yeah, get your drinks, get 'em up, oh, get 'em up, said, get 'em up, yeah, get your drinks, get 'em up, oh, get 'em up, I said, wait, stop the party, I don't wanna hurt nobody but. Said, wait, stop the party. I don't want to hurt nobody but.
That's what it's coming to. Tell me how you want it, Mo. A line, I see we skipping right in front of you. Check, trust me, you don't really want it, Duke. Hoping club security, you pull my off for you. Why try stop it? See, we prime time coming through. Shut it down, disrespectful. That's what we love to do. Check the method, how I shred it, that ain't nothing new. Hectic like the tunnel.
I said, wait, stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody but. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get your drinks, cause you don't really care what they think, alright? Oh, yeah. Oh, who him? He's a rat. To the hood, he could never come back, right?
Back with that act right. Wildin' out from last night, shining like a flashlight.
You know we in hell.
And we hotter than our
stovetop.
Never know we
won't stop.
See, we got them going, now they
throwin' a chair.
Watch how I pick up with a sack on my mind. Till I pick up, break up, coke spilling in your spine. And I paralyze the hood with goodies. Know we winning if you're knowing like I'm knowing. Bring it back to the beginning.
I said, wait, stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody but. Yeah. Oh, look at them. They getting money and laughing like everything funny. Like, huh? Oh, huh?
and let them know that everything's pretty like. Oh!
We about to blow again. Yeah. Here we go again. Yeah. Laundry bag, have it ready back to get you know again. Yeah. Boy, listen, see, we about to kill them slow and then mash on it. So we force them to get low and bend. Got the proportion, see, we scorching from the opening. Carry out a coffin so you know how we be going in. Let's get it over with. Bang whatever city that you rep until it's over.
I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't want to hurt nobody but.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who them? They going to hate. But that's when you know you're doing great. So. Huh? Yeah.
Sublime. It's enjoyable to know you in the concubine. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down. Indian styles, we recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JB's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questions to invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my shit is universal if you got knowledge of solo or Del myself. See, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So, do that.
Come on.
Do that.
Yeah.
Do that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back, cause I'm wetting niggas. So, run and tell the others, cause we all the brothers. I learned how to build mics in my workshop class. So, give me the sword and let's not make it the last.
We on a roll too.
If you can't do the time is eternal when you play with the
optimizer. Soul is in my body and the health make me wiser. The tantalizing wordplay, yeah, that's the joint. Sometimes I have to cuss just to prove my damn point. Brothers need to come with better compositions. I write and recite to make good position. And this rap game here, we've engineered. Stabbing up the jam, yeah, son, shit's clear. And I be kicking rhymes in my own damn way. Beating niggas to the punch like Sugar Ray. Got the cool ass style, that's cooler than the cool. My lyrics is the bullet and the mic is the tool. Piece to C73 and C74. Do a little something when I'm out on tour. Coming through like narcotics for the antibiotics. Flap a shorty's pockets, then I'll slice like rockets. What you really need to do is just boogie your ass. It's not gas. We got to make the good sides last. Let the good sides roll, cause we in control. Take it out on your hide, thus you paying the toll. Let the good times roll, let the good times roll. Take it out on your hide, thus you paying the toll.
Question, why is it that MCs be whacking major labels wanna sign all that crap? Ayo, funk that. Word to life, I'm coming rough. Cause once you add the hip to the hot kid, it equals out to love. If the beat's fat, I use it. Some whack shit, I lose it. Refuse it. How could you choose it? Instincts renews it. Put down the mic, kid, cause you get no doubt. How long did it take for you to see you can't rap? The name is Fight Dog, and I got enough style. It doesn't take long for me to get buck wild. So bust what I'm swinging when I swing. I rap when I rap, cause I never wanna sing. Go act the last and see what happened when he said battle. I bust his ass in Cleveland, now he's sleeping in Seattle. Rude boy official coming with the ill grammar. Coming back on kids like Joey Montana. We be the 3MCs and make your mind go batty. Mad play on WKRP in Cincinnati. So Lord, send a hand. And if you can't send a hand, send a man. And if you can't send a man, come yourself. Cause all these by NMCs lied them something else. See, I kick the styles that'll make your ass melt. Money on my mind, so never mind a trick. New York is the town and the team is the Knicks. World's greatest 5-footer ripping parties apart. Here comes Shahid with the big green shark. Never had to rhyme about feeling what with ledge.
Never mind that, man. Here comes the drink.
We coming far, far, far. Bust the band is coming far, far, far. You know you hear me, star? Bet your bottom dollar. Right after this jam, about 1 million, 1-2 niggas gon' follow. Whether it be today or tomorrow, niggas become aggravating, sickening. You beat them like they father. Oh, shit, check out what I'm saying. You know my niggas don't be playing. Once upon a moment in time, I receive the opportunity to represent my first rhyme. New defined lyrical sensations. Black faces blowing up the spot just to represent the nations. Three dimensions, triclops, Mr. Busta Rhymes, three eyes. Fat like a burger and fries. Mama saw, mama saw, mama saw, saw. Go back to the country to go check my grandmama. Yeah, bring it to the table at the meetings. Gathering large receivings, delivering intellectual ass greetings. As I carry on with my proceedings, greetings. Watch a nigga debut on premiere movie screenings. But before I meet face to face with my eternal resting place, I hope you find civilized every soul and every race. Sit, dog, sit. Watch the mind forever on that ultrasonic shit.
Radio Live, yo, we're rocking Quest all night, well, all hour rather. It's Friday Night Cypher with Social Lab, Madam Boston, Hot Chocolate, the generals out there over in Paris, you know, celebrating his birthday and taking care of some business all at the same damn time.
Yeah,
that's how he
never
does
not
it.
Working.
That's how he does it.
Never not working.
Okay, and I hope you guys have enjoyed the Tribe Called Quest Fest tonight.
Shout out to Fife again. Rest in peace, my brother.
Yes, for sure, for sure, for sure. I when we get the information on, you know, like where he's, you know, like when they're gonna have a service or whatever, we'll share that with you guys.
For sure.
But on a lighter note. Have you heard that Rush Hour is coming on CBS as a series? And no, people, it does not include Chris Tucker or Jackie Chan.
Oh, well, then it's going to be boring.
Well, you know, we got to give it a chance. You know, I'm not familiar with the, you know, actors that are in it. this guy looks more like Chris Rock's little brother,
Tony.
And then, you know, of course, they have a Asian man. Excuse me. So, you know, it's going to be something close to the movie. But which is a Thursday at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Well, check your local listings for it, but it'll be 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I do want to check it out. I mean, you got to give the people a chance.
Perhaps.
A lot of the movies we watch, you know, are remakes of older movies. So, you know, we got to give the newer generation at least a chance, you know. How we played a song at least once. You know, we got to watch it at least once.
Well, in your case, you play it for at least 30 seconds. I don't know about the whole once.
Well, if it's garbage,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
I'm going to still tell Pharrell and Push on you. You think I forgot about that. I ain't forget.
Listen, they understand me. They understand. Everybody doesn't have to like everything. You know?
I mean, you're right. But, I mean, if we're viably going to give it a chance, we give it the whole four-minute play, not 30 seconds, and then be like, no.
I know, right? And be like, okay, next.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I can take that criticism, you know. But
okay.
I'll go with that.
All right.
So this is a political note. Yeah, we were talking about how, you know, the whole thing with Trump and Cruz. That's
mm-hmm.
one subject all by itself. But to get to this this bill that was just passed in North Carolina, pretty much, okay, the way that it was presented to the people in Charlotte was that the LGBT community wanted transgender and, you know, gay people that, you know, they're able to go into the bathroom that they identify with. And
mm-hmm.
what that means is if I'm gay and I identify with a man, then that means that I can go into the men's bathroom, like, you know, I mean, just as I am, and there be no recourse. On the other hand of it, if there's a man who's gay, he identifies as a woman, he can go into the women's bathroom, no questions asked. The problem I have with that was, were they thinking about the safety of others?
Right.
Because I didn't see it as where it was discriminatory to say, no, you can't just go in the bathroom because you identify with it in public places. And it's crazy because it's like I'm looking at it from both sides as a security thing for both sides. Because I can just imagine seeing a gay woman who identifies as a man,
mm-hmm.
walking into the men's bathroom and not being accosted at all.
Right.
Not being attacked at all, you know what I mean, at any given time. There's already stuff like that going on and has been going on where, you know, we were just talking about it not even a full week ago about a man raped a child in the church bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it,
absolutely.
And there is no law.
Absolutely.
9 times out of 10, if these things happen in public, the children can't identify the person, nobody's prosecuted. That child is still a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Women being raped in the bathroom by men who aren't dressed up as women or who have dressed up as women to
mm-hmm.
do that. You know what I mean? It seems like it would leave it too open to the perverse, not even to the it's not even saying, no, we don't want you to be able to be comfortable, but what about the safety of everybody involved?
Right.
You
it's
know
too
what
broad
mean?
Of
but
a spectrum
then,
to give people access to do dirt.
Right. And now the crazy thing to me is, okay, so then the governor steps in and says, no, you cannot do that. You are not going to be able to do that. You know what I mean? Like, you cannot by any means, just use whatever bathroom that you identify with. For the same reason I just stated, the safety of children, women, and the people that are wanting to go into these bathrooms. Now, what's been told to me at this point, though, was that North Carolina is just pretty much saying you can't protect gay people. That, you know, if you own a business, Hot Chocolate, and a transgender man comes in your establishment and wants to go into the women's bathroom, and say it's not a single bathroom, that you can say, no, you can't use my bathroom. No, you can't come in here. No, I don't have to give you service. You know what I mean? Like, it's
right.
Like, it's like a double-edged sword. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's saying, okay, now the LGBT community feels like they're not being protected. And my question is, how could we come up with a sensible option? Or, you know what I mean? Like, it would cost a lot of money that some businesses probably don't even have to add additional bathroom or to add a family bathroom.
Right.
Or to add a unisex bathroom. Now, for the newer buildings that are being built, sure, yeah, they can put them in there. But what about the already established businesses? You know what I mean? Like, who can ensure that everyone's safety? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not even watched
the
now.
The liability factor is one that
exactly.
You're not going to be able to cover that.
Right. So it's like, it's a double-edged sword. And I posted something on my wall earlier today. You know, it's where and the governor, Pat McCrory, he is, you know, speaking on it. Now, the NBA is talking about possibly pulling the All-Star game from Charlotte.
Wow.
The college leagues are looking at possibly pulling, because, you know, we were supposed to host the, not the MEAC, but the ACC, yeah, I think it's ACC conference or whatever, for like 3 years. They're talking about possibly pulling because of, you know, the inclusion of it. I don't know. I'd like to hear some feedback if you guys have any out there, 917-889-3926. And we honestly only have about 6 minutes left in the show. So, I mean, did you have any other thoughts on that, Hot Chocolate? Because I'm at a loss, honestly, because I would love for everyone to be able to be included, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, are we being, you know what I'm saying, overly paranoid?
I don't think overly paranoid is a good way to describe it. Cautious. Erring on the side of caution to me would be more of a better description. I'm all for equality for people. You know, do what you like, live the way you like, as long as you're not hurting anyone. But when you come into the realm of the possibility of there being more opportunity for people of this culture to be hurt, that's when, I mean, I have somewhat of an issue with it. You know, just like you said, there's too much of an opportunity for situations, dangerous situations to present themselves. Just like you were saying with, you know, a female who identifies as a man, or more so a man that identifies as a female, and someone who doesn't necessarily agree with their lifestyle could be, you know, more, there could be more of an opportunity for them to be accosted in those type of situations.
Exactly. Because someone who fears you, think about it, being feared versus being accepted. Being feared,
right,
you can get hurt.
Yeah.
Straight up. Because there are a lot of homophobic people out here. There are a lot of people that aren't even, you know, comfortable with their own sexuality. than to be able to watch someone be able to just walk into the bathroom with no recourse.
Right.
But then, you know, it goes back to, you know, the safety of it all. I'm not going to dig a deeper hole than that. We got 4 minutes left in the show. We're going to rock out with our last, you know, bit of a Tribe Called Quest. And that'll push us into Monday. And, yeah, we love you guys, and thank you for listening, and check us out on Monday, 9 p.m.
That's right.
Same
yep.
place, same time.
Same time.
Same
remember,
place,
remember
same that channel. What is that?
giving away those tickets to No Sleep Lifestyles. No Sleep.
Yes, y'all running out of time.
2016 in sunny Miami, Florida. Remember, you got to follow us on Twitter, Mr. TM Hyman, Very Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and Save James. Listen to the show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 10. Be the 13th caller. Answer the question that qualifies you to be the winner for the prize for that week. Not sure what it could be, a plethora of prizes, but that will also qualify you for two tickets to No Sleep South Beach 2016, July 22nd through the 24th, as well as two pairs of Kazal sunglasses from SaveJames.com. 917-889-3926 is the number to call, is the number to listen. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio Live. Good night from myself, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston. Save James, the General, T.M. Hyman, all the way out there in Paris enjoying his birthday. Didi, Toya, we love you.
Yeah.
Check us out next week.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well. Good night, folks.
The free feet, go and keep progressing. We go to the tribe. If we have to swing it, we won't take a dive. Sunday, my composure. Yeah. Engine wants some more.
Yeah.
Muhammad push the button. Huh? Sample sing the score.
Oh.
Rhythm on your toes. Yes, it's the funk again. Appreciate the flow. Denounce the circuit breakers. Do it with the best. The movers and the shakers. Busting out the heat. Vince for at my vehicle. Burning up the self. Rhythm's rough to me. It will be strong like a bomb. Quick like a comet. Can I get whatever from Mr. Muhammad?
Live, CM, CM, Hyman Live, CM, CM, Hyman Live, Funk Radio Show. Real.